Joyce Meyer once said, "Did you ever stop to think of that being busy, running around in circles all day but not accomplishing anything, is the same as wasting your time? It's frustrating to expend so much energy and time and not have any fruit from your effort." Today on Growing Hope, we will be talking about creating a path to a fruitful life.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Welcome to Growing Hope, and thank you for taking the time to join me today. Spending time with you, well, it helps me feel more encouraged and determined for the rest of my day. I am Catherine Lang, and I would love to connect with you and talk with you more about finding your purpose and walking boldly in hope and in focus. You can visit me over at www.catherinelang.com after the show to share your thoughts to talk more about your unique path. You can also connect with me through social media. I'm everywhere as Catherine C. Lang. It is important because connecting together brings us to a place where we're stronger. We need each other to be more than we are right now. We are so much stronger together. We are so much bolder when we have each other holding us up and encouraging us forward. Today we're going to be talking about, or starting to talk about, living a fruitful life, because living a fruitful life is not a one and done process. It is a series of steps and choices that build us up to this place of peace and overflow. When we find our unique place, when we find our purpose, and we live it out through choices, purposeful actions, that's how we get to a fruitful life. Not long after we moved into our first home, I convinced my husband that I needed a garden. It wasn't that I wanted a garden, it was that I needed a garden. Now, I had never had a garden before. My mom had grown a very small garden in our backyard most of my life. My grandfather had grown a lot of items in a plot next to his house. I only found out later that other people actually grew it for him, and he did it as a service to, you know, allow them to make some money and not have to take charity. He was trying to be a help to the other folks. But I had the idea that it was easy to grow a garden. I had seen others grow them. I had heard others talk about growing gardens, but I had never taken the actions to grow my own garden. I needed a garden, though, and I was going to grow a garden. After hours of prepping the ground, I started putting in the seeds. And since I had all the space I could possibly want, I put in a lot of seeds. That first year, I got a few vegetables, but between the hours invested and the money required, I could not call it fruitful at all. The second year, yes, I still did it a second year. I did more research this time, though, and I had a much better plan, not only for how I would grow, but for what I would grow. I found creative ways to keep the weeds out so that I wouldn't have to invest as much time in the day-to-day process. I also created a watering system to make sure that the seeds got what they needed, and then the plants got what they needed as well. I got enough bounty that year to share with my friends and my family. It was a truly fruitful year for our little garden. The next year, I did very little planning. Life had gotten in the way. I threw some seeds in the ground, but mostly the garden was on its own. And for the record, that's not the best way to grow a garden. The vegetables that we got that year were very limited. It turns out I have to have a plan, whether I'm growing a garden or I'm walking through life. I have to have a plan. I have to be prepared. I have to take the action. I have to do something to make something happen. Do you have a fruitful life No matter what you are doing, or what your focus, or what the focus is of what you're doing, agenda's going to help make things better. Now, I'm going to confess something right up front. I have never been a plan your day kind of person. I've always just done it when I thought about doing it, and usually at the last minute. That was kind of my standard. But I have learned that there is a rhyme to the reason, or reason to the rhyme. In other words, there's a reason to plan. When I first started moving into my new writing career, I began reaching out to other writers in my neighboring communities. In the one area, the attendees were very creative and very encouraging. In the other group, they were organized and task-oriented. It was interesting to meet with the two groups, same type of focus where they were going, but such a different approach to how they were going to get there. And it was interesting to watch how they worked and where it was taking them. The creative group ended up falling apart, although there's still remnants around today. The organized group built a movement that made a mark in the community. People still talk about that group. It's not that the one group was better than the other group. Individual writers in each group have gone to do some incredible things. The difference was in the directive. See, having an agenda helped keep the group that was organized moving forward and accomplishing what they aimed to accomplish. They knew where they were going. You need an agenda as well. How do you get your agenda set? Well, it's going to be your unique agenda, so it's going to depend on you, but you need to start with a focus or know your why, add your resources, subtract your limitations, weigh the cost, and then finalize your process. Your agenda is always going to be uniquely yours, so there is no right or wrong way to do it. It depends on what you need at that time in your life, and also what works for you. Because remember, if it doesn't work for you, you will not work it. And if you don't work it, it won't get done. I've shared before how I have gotten distracted by shiny object syndrome. All the time, it feels like. The next great idea that would get me to my destination. I listened to others. I followed others. I got lost in the process because I was expecting them to give me the answer. I've only recently started moving back to my unique path by taking what I've learned and by applying it to me and for me specifically. If it works for me, then I may have to tweak it some. Especially going through different seasons of my life. If it doesn't work for me, I don't just toss it out. I usually take it and try to find a better way to utilize it. But sometimes I do let it go. The key is I'm looking at my journey and how I can apply it to me. I am very fortunate that I was challenged many years ago to define my why, my unique purpose. Why am I doing this? When things get off the rail, and they will get off the rail, especially when life comes along, I've been able to notice that I was off the rail, and I've been able to make the corrections necessary to get me back to my why. Have you defined your why? Have you taken the time to write down what you want to do and why you want to do it? When I set out to clean the kitchen, I know that I want to have a clean kitchen so that I'll be in position to use my kitchen the way I want to use it. I have a focused reason for what I'm doing. I know what steps I need to take to get to that destination. Developing your unique why may be a little more of a challenge, but it doesn't have to be. It can still be done and be specific and be on target. Just answer these questions. First, what drives you? What gives you the motivation to keep going and to keep doing? Now, how does that driving force relate to what you want to do in your journey? Second, what makes you unique? What are your skills or talents or abilities or education or experiences or any combination of these? What do you have to work with? Now, how will these apply to what you want to do? Fourth, what is it that you want to accomplish? What are your goals? What are your aspirations or big dreams? Now, how can you begin to utilize what you have and move in that direction? And finally, what defines you? What do others say or you're good at doing? Or what do others ask you to do? When people ask you to do something, it's usually a key that they see something in you that you may not see in yourself. Now, how can all of this information be woven into the direction you are considering going? Your why doesn't have to be like anyone else's why. And really, your why is not going to be like anyone else's why because you are not like anyone else. Too often we want to be in a perfect little picture box because that's the way he did it or that's the way she did it. But we can't get into a picture box because we're unique. When you answer these questions, write them down. Write down the information, but don't act immediately. Stop for a few days or a few moments. Meditate. Dream. Let the answers that you've written down begin to help you to discover possibly even more than you imagined in the beginning. Let what you are learning about yourself begin to allow you to define your unique why. When you know your why for doing what you're doing, then you have that first step that it's necessary to understand and plot out your agenda, your plan, your path to your possibility. I have never considered myself a planner. My husband will tell you, I have never been a planner. I always believed that I was a fly by the seat of your pants kind of girl. And in many ways, I really am. But as I look at my journey and I listen to what others say about me and I get the full picture of what I am, who I am, and where I'm going, I begin to understand that really my fly by the seat of your pants attitude is about being flexible in my journey. It's not about being flighty in my choices. I like to go with the flow, but I do so much better when I know where the flow is headed. In other words, I want a plan. I want to know where I'm going. I want to see how I'm going to get there, but I'm okay with that unexpected boulder in the stream or with an unexpected visitor showing up at the house or the unexpected in anything. I'm okay with that because I know that I have that focus and that focus is going to get me where I need to go. That's what creating agenda is about. It's not about blocking yourself into a wall or in a box. It is about creating the stream of focus that is going to allow you to keep going even when the unexpected tries to get in the way. See, I live in a house full of men. I homeschool. I help my dad. I help my father-in-law. Life is always happening around me. If I got locked into I have to do ABC every single day, then I would get frustrated when I wasn't able to do ABC. But because I have an agenda that says, this is where you're going, I'm okay if there's some curves along the way. But it all starts with that first step. Not just stepping out for the simple purpose of stepping, because this will often leave you on that hamster wheel, you know, doing a lot but not actually getting anywhere. You need to be stepping out in purpose and on purpose. And that requires an agenda, a plan. When you have a plan, then you can know if the step you're taking is actually moving you in the direction that you want to go, or if you're just spinning your wheels. I know what spinning wheels looks like. I live in North Alabama. One year, the weather played a really fun trick on us. It would freeze, and then it would fall, and then it would rain, and then it would freeze again. And this process went on for what felt like forever that year. It came to the point where the ground was really more like mush. driving up our driveway one afternoon. We live back in the back of the woods on 40 acres, and our driveway's chert. But that year, our driveway became mush, and I got stuck in that mush. My tires sunk down deeper and deeper. They went deeper in and deeper down. It seemed like the more gas I gave the vehicle, the worse things got. I could feel the tires turning, but I knew they weren't doing anything. They were just spinning in place. The only way to get out was to change what I was doing. Now, we get stuck in life just like I got stuck in that Alabama mush. We can keep doing the same thing and hoping that something will change, or we can make a change. And that change will let us move in a different direction, or at least just get us moving once again. You will only get there if you know where you're going. If you're going to live out the fruitful life, then we're going to have to determine what steps are going to get us to that place of a fruitful life. The choice will always be our own. Nobody else can do it for us, even though there are days when we would prefer to shift the responsibility. Sometimes more days than not. Nobody else can give us the right answer because we are the only we out there. We're each unique. We have to use what we find out there, what is shared with us out there, and then we have to define our own way. Nobody else can make it happen. Although we might prefer a magic wand or a magic bean or magic elves or just an easy button now and again, we have to take the actions. We have to take the actions. It is the actions that we take that move us forward in purpose and on purpose. Without an understanding of where we are going, that agenda to define our unique path, we will continue to struggle to get to that place. Or worse, we'll sit there and expend our energy not going anywhere. Are you ready for your fruitful life? I challenge you now to answer the questions and to meditate on those answers. Take time to really think about it. See yourself outside the box and then begin using that image, that information, to define the unique why that is you. Thank you so much for joining me for Growing Hope. I look forward to hearing about your journey. Share with me over at katherinelang.com or find me on social media, because when we share this journey, when we share what we're doing and what we're encountering, we become stronger in pursuing our journey. But more importantly, when we share, we infuse others with the boldness to pursue their own unique path. When you share with me, I become bolder in doing what I know I need to be doing. You challenge me, and I need to be challenged so that I can become all that I'm designed to be. I can hope, I can dream, I can plan, but with you, I become emboldened to take the step and to do, and that will make all the difference in where I'm going and why I'm going there. I look forward to hearing from you in the days to come. Until next time, remember to be blessed, and in all that you're doing, be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.